Hello, I'm Moira Alderson with the BBC News. Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says his government's response to the attack by a Palestinian gunman on Friday evening that killed seven people in East Jerusalem will be strong, swift and precise. It comes after more violence on Saturday, as Yoland Nell now reports.
Gunshots again in Jerusalem. This time in Silwan, a tense neighbourhood just below the walled old city where Jewish settlers live next to Palestinians. An Israeli father and son were injured, shot by a 13-year-old. Local media say the suspect was close to another boy who just died after being shot earlier in the week by Israeli police. The shooting came hours after last night's attack, the deadliest Israelis have seen in years. Tonight, at a security cabinet meeting, the Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu promised to take strong action in response.
The former NATO general Petr Pavel has been elected as the next president of the Czech Republic. A firm supporter of NATO and the European Union, he'll be sworn in March. The BBC's Rob Cameron is in Prague.
Many people said that surely Czechs would never elect someone who spent so long in uniform to be their head of state. But he is also, more importantly, a liberal. He's in favour of same-sex marriage. He firmly supports the Czech Republic's adoption of the euro. So he has these liberal values, and he said that this election was a victory for truth, a victory for honour, for dignity.
A large explosion has shaken a military facility in the city of Esfahan in central Iran. The state broadcaster confirmed the explosion took place in an ammunition manufacturing centre belonging to the Ministry of Defence. The ministry later said the explosion had been a failed attack by what it called micro-drones. A security official said there were no casualties. Esfahan also has important Iranian nuclear facilities, including uranium processing centres. Differing accounts have emerged of a Ukrainian strike on a hospital in an occupied part of the eastern Luhansk region. Moscow says the hospital in the village of Novoaida was hit with HIMARS rockets, killing 14 people. Ukraine's local governor said the attack killed dozens of Russian troops. Danny Eberhard reports.
Video footage published in Russian state media shows the shattered end of a low-rise building. It hasn't been independently verified, but a photo posted by the local Ukrainian governor shows what appears to be the same building. Moscow says the facility was being used to treat civilians and soldiers and that medical personnel were among the casualties. It called the strike a war crime. Ukraine's military has not responded. Novoaida is within range of Ukrainian troops mounting a counteroffensive near the Russian-held town of Kremina as they try to cut Russian supply lines from the north.
BBC News. Syria has rejected a report by the World Chemical Weapons Watchdog that blamed its military for a 2018 chlorine gas attack that killed 43 people in the rebel-held town of Duma. The Foreign Ministry said Friday's findings of the Organisation for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons lacked scientific proof and had drawn false conclusions. OPCW investigators, who spent 2 years on the inquiry, said there were reasonable grounds to believe at least one helicopter of an elite Syrian army unit dropped two chlorine gas cylinders on apartment buildings in Duma. Syria's voting rights at the OPCW were suspended in 2020, one over its refusals to cooperate. At least 24 people have died in Peru when a bus plunged off a cliff in the northwestern province of Piura on its way to a town near the border with Ecuador. The accident happened at night in a dangerous stretch of road known as the Devil's Curve. Survivors say the bus fell into a ravine. The UN Human Rights Chief has urged Venezuela to release all opposition activists arbitrarily detained in the past few years and take decisive action to stop torture. At the end of a two-day visit, Volker Türk said he'd found a fractured society where many no longer trusted the judicial system. The former US President Donald Trump has begun his campaign for re-election in 2024. Speaking in New Hampshire, he attacked President Biden's handling of a number of key issues, including the Ukraine war, which he claimed he could have prevented.
My personality kept us out of war. And I told you before, would have never happened with Russia, would have never gone in. Putin would have never, ever gone in. And even now, I could solve that in 24 hours. It's so horrible what happened. I mean, those cities are demolished now. The people, I'll bet you have millions. It could be millions of people. How can you, you know, they bomb a city to the ground.
BBC News.